So the next bit of fuckery comes courtesy of thetalk2.com. The title of the article is, let's go here. The title of the article is 15 Manipulation Tricks That Men Still Haven't Cracked by Taylor. I couldn't find a picture of the cunt, so there's no picture. She's hiding her face. I don't know if she's an ugly demonic pig or what. Women tend to be a mystery. It's part of our charm, our allure, but it can also be infuriating to men who seem to believe that we're an uncrackable code of sorts. It's like it never crossed their minds to ask us, especially what we think, to attempt to crack the impossible themselves. Until they do this, we females are able to get away with a slew of manipulation tactics that can perplex and confuse them to no end. It proves to be especially difficult for dudes who are in a relationship with a woman who has more than a few tricks up her sleeve. No, you're just a bunch of soulless whore cunts who need to be put back in your fucking place. I'll tell you right now, these fucking cunts, they think that we don't know their fucking games, but I got news for them, and I got some fucking bad news for them that we do. We got your playbook, bitches. You're done. While this can be considered rude to a guy, it can also be considered awe-inspiring because they still have yet to figure out how she's able to not only get away with these things, but how she's able to make him feel bad in the process. Like I said, dumb bunny, we know your tactics. MGTOW is freedom. MGTOW is the solution. Number 15, flaunting your stuff on social media to assert your independence and worth. We're women. No, you're just a gaggle of fucking cunts. You're just, what's the word I'm looking for? You're just biological androids that God put on earth to spit out children and to serve men. We know we have a particular feminine power when it comes to our looks, and we know we could use it to get our way in certain situations. I mean, it's been that way since pretty much the dawn of time. Men know this, but they have yet to actually completely completely understand it, especially in the age of Instagram. While this is probably the most aesthetic thing on this list, it certainly helps to be probably the easiest as well. The reality is the only power that these fucking soulless whore cunts have is the power that we give them. And once we take away that power, they're going to shape up real fucking fast. And the only power they have is attractiveness and the ability to make babies. And that's the only thing women are good for. It's the only power they have. And it's because we give it to them. And basically, this article should be called Basic Bitch Tricks That Cucked Men Haven't Figured Out Yet Because They're Not Woke. I mean, I can see this shit patently obvious. And all my life, I've never fallen for that bullshit. The fucking, the batting of their eyelashes and all this other flirtatious bullshit that they try to pull them in to get free shit, to get their way. Blah, blah, blah. And I've always seen right through. And I haven't made a lot of friends this way because a lot of cucks, simps, manginas, white knight and faggots, and purple pill power bottoms have gotten mad at me because I won't acquiesce to these bitches. And they think if they give it to these bitches, that the bitch is going to let them sniff their pussy. Nope, not going to happen. Wrong! Number 14, marking your territory with your own stuff, love, fern. The fuck? We all noticed that in the Kate Hudson movie, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, when her character used a certain tool on Matthew McConaughey's character in an attempt to scare him away, she stocked his bathroom medicine cabinet with her own feminine products and even started redecorating his apartment a little bit with her own stuff. It freaks the absolute heck out of them. At least it does if a girl tends to do it this right in the salad days of a new relationship. However, if they do this subtly, it tends to be overlooked by the guy at first. Suddenly, they find themselves actually getting used to the little items she's accidentally leaving at his place until they actually become normal sighting and he's no longer asking why he's stumbling upon your hairdryer in his bathroom. Toss that cunt out of your life and toss her shit out of your house. Solution, mic drop, done. Or better yet, walk away, go MGTOW, get a fucking sex doll. Yeah, I'll talk about that in a minute, MGTOW Music. MGTOW Music says, once they look up from crying, they find me gone. Number 13, delay in response to his text phone. This is usually a mind game that men enjoy playing with a woman in the first stages of a relationship. If they're common game players, it's not an appealing tactic to do in the beginning, since the man's supposed to be proven that he's not a game player in order to land a girl. But alas, they still do it. So women tend to adopt this move themselves later on down the line, when she's actually in a relationship with the said man. If he's done something to upset her, she'll use the delayed response move when it comes to text messaging. This is especially perplexing to the guy if he's used to his girlfriend slash wife texting back right away, throws him off horribly, and they start sending novel-like text messages in order to get her attention back. Bitches love to hypocrite. Thoughts are like buses. A new one will stop by every 20 minutes. Go and make Tower House prevent this bullshit. In a relationship. And like I said, once again, the only reason this is successful is because guys fall for this. They bite into it. This is, you know, like I said, I say this arc could be called 15 ways to manipulate a purple power bottom, or it could be called 15 fucking shit tests and how to squash them or deflect them. 12. Refolding affection as a conditioning method, no kiss. This only applies to women who are the lovey-dovey sort of girl. Not all of us are, so dudes might want to look out for the opposite when it comes to their girl. She's relatively indifferent to affection. Okay, lovey-dovey. Well, bitches are not lovey-dovey. They may act as being lovey-dovey, but in reality, women are not lovey-dovey. It's a fucking act, guys. Usually, she's upset about something. She'll tend to shy away from being affectionate towards her guy, which could throw him for a loop. And if it's even harsher, if the woman is acting like everything is normal and goes about her day as usual, but just with less PDA, which PDA means public displays of affection. He doesn't really catch on to this at first, especially if she doesn't highlight it herself, but even the most aloof guy will catch on eventually and end up twisting his brain into knots in order to figure out what he did wrong. So instead of the fucking cunt just telling him what offended her, what quote-unquote he did wrong, which is fucking bullshit, they gotta play these fuck-fuck games and do these shit tests. Seriously, instead of just being like, hey, I'm having a problem with this and this, they play these fucking shit tests. And one thing I hate is drama, I hate games, I hate when a fucking bitch tries to manipulate me. I mean, that's the best way to drive me the fuck off and just get me to never talk to you again, you stupid cunt. And the bottom line is, if this cunt's withholding affection, he could just get it somewhere else. But better yet, just get a fucking sex doll if that's something you need. Seriously, just get a fucking sex doll and let the bitch kick the bitch to the curb along with her fucking manipulation shit tests and fucking bullshit games that she likes to play. 11. She's crying. We all know this. Women crying scare the freaking hair off a not-so-strong dude. They don't know how to handle, especially if they're not comforters themselves. And yes, there are some women who use this to their advantage. God damn it. Can you fucking edit your articles out, you stupid cunts? Fuck, I got a headache from the stupidity. It fucking burns, god damn it. Why do you think some of us are always able to get out of speeding tickets? It's because men are fucking cucks. They think with their fucking dicks instead of their brains. They pull this bullshit and these fucking simp cops, which most cops are fucking white knight and faggots and bootlicking simps, will let them out. Ladies, this scares the bejesus out of dudes. And guys know this, which is why some of them act indifferent. Excuse me, when we turn on the waterworks. However, others do not and don't really know how to handle it when a woman cries. And when it comes to men, this particular manipulation actually works and he really doesn't know what hit him. But this particular trick should only be released for special occurrences unless you happen to be really good at fake crying. Well, all women are good at fake crying. If so, then release those salty tears, woman. The more you cry, the less I care. Enough said. Number 10. Feeding his ego with excessive complimenting look good. This ignorant fucking cunt. whether they're right up front with it like some men, a majority of dudes tend to have an ego, but women usually, and women don't have an ego, but women usually do have some digging to discover where exactly the ego lies. With some men, it's with their looks. While with others, it's their brains. And with certain men, their egos fall within a particular skill set they have. No matter where his ego falls on the scale, all women know how to feed it successfully if they're attempting to manipulate him. Complimenting a man's ego at a bizarre time can throw a guy off completely, even more so than crying at times. Some men don't really know how to take it, so tend to be more appreciative than usual. It's like they don't even know what hits them when it comes to this one. This shit may work on weak-minded men or jock slaws, but I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to use a term that my dad used to use all the time, or a phrase, and that phrase is, you can't pack sand up a sandman's ass. You can't bullshit a bullshit artist. This shit would not work for me for 1 minute. I see right through it, and I have. Don't piss on my leg and try to convince me that it's raining. It's just not going to fucking work. 9. Completely shutting down using the silent treatment. No one likes a ticking time bomb unless you're the bomb squad, and even they don't like dealing with ticking time bombs. It's just their job. But you know what's actually more dangerous than a bomb? A woman about ready to be set off. 5 to the face will cure that shit. That's right. If you think actual live ammunition is dangerous, wait until you come across a woman who is giving you the silent treatment. This is an actual frightening maneuver women use in order to manipulate men, because it causes them to tiptoe around her while reevaluating all of his life choices. Yeah, one of those life choices would be getting with a bitch in the first place. And while he's walking on eggshells, she's given a front row ticket to the most amusing show in town, and he racks his brain trying to figure out where and when it went south. She doesn't have to say a single word. Guys, don't fall for this tactic. Pop tall, stand fast, and carry out the plan of the day. Never walk on eggshells for a miserable cunt bitch. 8, acting like an idiot to make him think he's got the one-up idiot. The fuck does that mean? Jesus Christ. Hold on. I guess these fucking animals have gotten paid today. They got their general relief or SSI, and they're cracking out like a motherfucker for New Year's. Sorry about that, gents. Getting back to this fuckery. Personally, I hate this one. I don't think a woman should act like a moron under any circumstances when it comes to manipulating men, because it's putting ourselves down in the process. It's foolish. But sigh. Some men actually fall for this get-up. If a woman feigns ignorance at something in order to manipulate it, amen, he's actually the bigger fool for falling for it and tripping into her trap. For a brief while, if a woman pulls this, the man suddenly feels like the more intelligent out of the two, and it gives him a mini high. However, that high usually doesn't last long, especially if the woman is intelligent. Women are not intelligent, period. So it would be more like a sugar rush, and we all know what happens after a sugar rush, the inevitable sugar crash, and those are never fun. Talk about some basic bitch manipulation tactics. I was born at night, but I was not born last night. 7, pretending to be helpless so he could be the knight in shining armor. Sure, this tends to feed the white knight complex that some men have. Faggots. If a man is dating a strong woman, women are not strong. Sometimes he forgets what it's like to feel really needed in a sense. And trust us, strong women don't like playing that ace up their sleeve and only whip it out in a moment of desperation. But it's when a strong woman does this, watch out. Men tend to eat this up because it makes them feel like, well, a man, especially in this day and age where women are taking over the world. Ha, bullshit. Taking over the world pretty much. You're welcome, planet Earth. Oh, fuck you, soulless whore bitch. You know, drink fucking acid and die. And not standing for any crap whatsoever when it comes to the patriarchy, feminist, cunt identified, So when this move is played, a boyfriend will run to the rescue. And most won't even care that it's simply a ploy. Fucking feminist cunt bitch. Let me tell you what, strong women equals miserable cunts who aren't taking over the world. It's been surrendered to them via the cucks, the manginas, the simps, purple pill power bombs, the white knight, and faggots. Women can't do, wouldn't take over shit on their own. The only reason, quote unquote, they're taking over shit is because the government is allowing them to do so. We're in a gynocentric society where most men are a bunch of fucking pussies, and that's why they're taking it. They're not taking over because of anything they did. It's because we fucking opened the gates for them to just come right in. And as soon as that stops, as soon as, you know, one of these fucking cunts gets fired to the face and slapped up in her place, that shit will be fucking done. Number 6. Yes, you should let him get the last word, or so he thinks. Excuse me. What I kind of realize is that when it comes to all men I date, they seem to certainly enjoy having the last word. This is an annoying habit when it comes to any gender, since I have girlfriends that do the same thing too, but it's especially different when two people in a relationship happen to be last word freaks. It just means that the argument never ends in a constant loop of pure and utter nonsense, like an endless ping pong game. But you know what really drives a guy crazy? When a last word woman happens to allow, which is bullshit, the guy to have the last word in an argument, and that's what sends him over the edge of confusion. And you know when this occurs, he's going to dwell on it while you sit back and smile at his confused reverie. You know, it really doesn't have to come to that, because fight to the face will shut a horse cock holster every time. Number 5. I'm fine, he'll crack every time. This is the ultimate death sentence if a guy hears it. He should turn around and run for the hills. No, seriously. How do men not know this yet? And the ones who do should absolutely know that the woman in question is not fine, especially if she seems far from okay. Men, if you are with a woman long enough and you're observant, you understand her moods and the faces that go along with her moods. If she seems irritated and a wreath all over her face, she's in fact not fine, which means you are in trouble and or you should investigate the situation a little bit deeper. Now, ladies, this can also be used as a manipulation tactic, but it should be handled with kid gloves because you might overshoot your shot on this one if used incorrectly. Be warned. The surefire way of outing yourself as a cunt. Bitch, I will not run for the hills. I will go my own way. Thank you very much. Number 4. Sudden attraction towards him can melt any issues away or encourage good behavior. What? You know what? The last thing I read right there about where was I at? God damn it. Number 4, affection can melt, encourage good behavior. They think men are little children to them. And this is a bizarre world, because women are more in line maturity wise with children than they are with men. But yet they talk about men as if they're little children. Oh, let's encourage good behavior, little Johnny, so he'll do what I want. Bitch, it's the other way around. You need to do what he wants. But we're in a gynocentric system. We're in a feminized country. We're fucked. Exactly, McTominay. And I'll get that to the end of this article. If a woman wants to manipulate a man, it's known that she can attract more bees with honey. Thus, the sudden affection manipulation move. This can tend to be a double-edged sword, though, if a woman in question doesn't tend to be the affectionate type. But sometimes, if she is, and she turns on the affection in order to get what she wants, the man won't really stop to ponder what she up to. I will, though, bitch, because I'm not stupid. He'll just run with it. Plus, it encourages good behavior on his part. If the woman is an affectionate girlfriend, she'll either turn it up a notch or switch tactics and attempt another method of affection that her guy isn't used to, which will intrigue him anymore. This sweet tool can also render a poor man helpless in our wake. This shit only works with the cucks, simps, manginas, and guys who think with their dicks. And I got some bad news for you, fucking cunt. Men are getting woke as fuck when it comes to this crap. We're onto your games, bitches. You think this is like a big secret? You think all the shit you just wrote, all this drivel, I don't know, man, how many fucking words this is, but all the shit you wrote, we're already onto you. The ones that are not are like the fucking the soy boy fags, and like I said, the cucks, the bottom feeders, the betas, you know, your basic pencil neck geek guys, your chicken neck trendies, etc. The other ones that are still naive, but the rest of us, the normal red-blooded guys for the most part, we're onto your fucking bullshit. And this shit is not some fucking great revelation. Number 3. Flirting with other guys in front of him. Okay, I'm not too prone to this one because it can actually do more harm than good, no shit. Depending on how a woman's boyfriend acts. Usually, if a woman wants to get a man's attention, she likes to show him how attractive she is to other men. God damn, you know what, man? Cunts are gonna be fucking cunts. Most men don't know it, but they tend to covet a woman that a lot of men are attracted to. It's the competitive nature in them. So when a woman flirts with another man in her guise or the guy she really wants presence, theirs perk up and they take a heavy notice. They don't want some other guy to reach the finish line with her, so they'll do what they can in order to avoid that, including making the first moves themselves. Now I'll tell you something, back in the day, fight to the face would have cured this shit in a minute. You know, some bitch wants to try to pull your strings and manipulate you, and she goes up with another guy, you know, you just pull her off to the side, give her a sharp slap in the fucking mouth, and now we'll fucking stop it. But you can't do that today because that's misogyny and domestic violence, as opposed to just correcting the fucking bitch. The best thing you could do nowadays is just say, you can have the bitch, walk away, go MGTOW. Because if I was with some bitch and she was doing this shit, I'd be like to the guy, you can fucking have her, and I'd fucking walk the fuck out. Go my own way, get a fucking sex doll, get a fucking dog. Onward and upward. You know, stand tall, stand fast, pop tall, and carry out the plan of the day. Disregard bitches and make money. Excuse me. Number 2, bring up past arguments for extra drama, because bitches are worse than TNT. They love drama. We women never forget anything. Remember that. Oh, fuck you. And some men are witnesses firsthand in the middle of a present argument. Suddenly, an argument from literally 5 years ago before it will be brought up. Remember that one time you forgot to pick up eggs at the store? Yeah, remember that one time, remember that one time you fucking had an abortion? Had like 3 abortions and killed your babies? Works both ways, cunt hole. Remember that one time you said my parents couldn't stay with us for Christmas? Remember when you lied about having the flu? Remember that one time you looked at me weird? That's right, all those come flying back at men tenfold when it comes to women and bringing up the past in order to meddle with the present. Yes, we will do anything to win an argument, even bring up what was long considered dead and buried. The best thing to do dealing with this is adopt the Zen of Zero Fucks Given. It's the best counter. And, you know, while she's bringing up old fucking petty-ass bullshit, you start digging in her fucking past, and you start bringing up her fucking bullshit from the past, and respond. And don't be fucking nice about it. Don't fucking cuck yourself. Don't water it down. Go full hard, both fucking barrels blazing. Go right in on this bitch, and bring up the nastiest fucked up shit that she's ever done. You know, if she cries, you know what you tell her? Like I said before, the more you cry, the less I care about face. Walk the fuck off. Fucking cunts. Number 1, whining. Oh god, the whining. We've all heard this one before and or have been called this at one point in our lives, a nag. Or we've heard the words, why are you nagging me about this? Come out of a man who we happen to be speaking with. When these words are uttered, women actually aren't nagging in the least. We're just talking, and the dude happens to be in a bad mood, so he uses this word as a go-to in order to quiet someone down. Usually it works, but if he drops it, and we aren't in a mood to hear it, we actually turn into a nag and whine our heads off. Only then he will begin to understand what the word really means and what's behind it, and yes, he'll be deeply sorry. Once again, fight to the face will put a soul sore cunt in her place. Going MGTOW will give you unprecedented peace and quiet. I may have 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Weak men, cucks, simps, manginas, white knight and faggots, purple pill power bombs are the only ones who fall for this basic bitch bullshit. Most guys that have some self-confidence in them that are fucking men, they don't put up with this shit for 5 minutes. And I don't know how old or young this bitch is, but I'll give it till she gets older. All right, DJ Sago, it's good to see you. Happy New Year. You know, have a great day. I'm sorry you have to go to work, but I'm glad you were able to stop in. So this is just basic bitch manipulation tactics that work for weak guys, that work for these fucking weak motherfuckers. But a guy that's strong, that's woke, he'll just see right through the shit and he'll counter it. Or better yet, he'll just be like, you know what? The juice isn't worth the squeeze. I'm sick of dealing with these fucking sperm-soaked, toxic waste pit, stench trench fucking bitches that have the cum of 1,000 men inside of them, because women retain the DNA of every man they've been with that's been in them. And you'll just go your own way. You'll live for yourself. You'll make the most of things. You'll save money. You'll have a peace and quiet lifestyle without some bitch nagging in your fucking ear 24/7. And then these bitches can grow old, die childless, and fuck off.